One of the common phrases that appears throughout Parshas Vayakel and throughout Pekudei is the notion that Moshe did everything Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos, exactly like Hashem had commanded him. Over and over again, at each stage when something is completed, we find this phrase in many different ways. Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Why is it emphasized over and over again that this is how Moshe, exactly as God commanded it? The common explanation is because the Mishkan's role was to serve as an atonement for the Egel Hazav. When the Jews sinned with the Egel Hazav, most likely, whether it was real Avodah Zarah or really an intermediary, when Moshe Rabbeinu was gone and they said, oh my gosh, how are we going to serve the Ribono Sholem? And they created something that God did not command them to do. He didn't instruct them to make it, but it was done to get close to God. Hashem said, that's not how we work. The only way to get close with me is exactly what I say. It's exactly how I want you to do it. We find the same is true with Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu bring in Esh Zarah. Why? They didn't believe that their incense, their carbon, was an actual god. It was a way to get close to Hashem, but it's not how Hashem commanded it. So if the Egel Hazav was the Jewish people going out on their own to figure out ways to get close to the Ribono Shel Olam, the atonement for that is to do it exactly as Hashem commanded it. If you want to get close to me, follow these very detailed instructions, kasher tiva Hashem las, exactly like Hashem commanded it. But Rav Huttner offers an idea that's different than just this notion of Hashem telling him how to get close to him. Generally, says Rav Huttner, when you have an abstract plan that's put into practice, the actual result dilutes the plan itself. I mean, the theoretical idea is amazing and is uplifting, but when it's put into reality, a lot of that is lost in the process. Not true when it comes to the Mishkan. The idea of Ve'asali Mikdash V'shachanti B'sochem, that I will dwell among my people, penetrated all of the wood and the sockets and the paroches and the kelim and the aron and the mizbeach, that the final product of the Mishkan was exactly what they wanted to create. And that was the beauty, kasher tzivah. Yes, we did it. What Hashem wanted is exactly the end result. And this notion of bringing it into, not just to the Mishkan, but into our daily lives, is so true. Huttner explains that the detailed work of the Mishkan could have easily faded the real goal of Ashras HaShchina, to bring God into our lives, that Hashem symbolically resides among His people. But we did it. We were able to do it. We balanced the building of the Mishkan with bringing HaShchina in. And it's true in every facet of our lives. We have so much that we do, so many details of halacha. Sometimes we can get caught up in it and lose the bigger picture, lose the notion that every halacha that we do, everything that we follow, every bracha we make, every halacha Shabbos that we keep, is to bring God into our lives, to have a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And it's true about this time of year with the Yomim Tovim and all the things that we're going to do, that every detail, every halacha, as the Ramah tells us in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, every law is Shvisi Hashem, the night he summoned, is to put God in front of us, to not compromise at all on the details, halachos, and all the minutia, but at the same time to realize that all of that is to create that relationship, is to bring the Shechina into our lives.